Joining us now on The Wave and the SBI Radio Network is Bear Lake County Commissioner Von Rasmussen. Commissioner, appreciate your time with us today to talk about COVID-19 and Bear Lake County. And understand just recently the Bear Lake County Commission passed a declaration of emergency earlier this week in efforts to secure funding. Commissioner, let's just start with that declaration. Of course, this doesn't mean that there is an emergency per se in Bear Lake County right now. But if I understand correctly, that's just to prepare the way for funding if needed, correct?
That is totally correct. We wanted to be proactive on this and get a declaration in place. Most of the counties in Idaho has currently completed one of these or actually declared an emergency, mainly for state funding, federal funding, if needed. If not needed, then we won't use it. But it's there just trying to be proactive so we have everything in place ready to go if we do need it.
And
there's not an emergency at this time, that's correct.
And Commissioner, where would these, if needed, where would these funds go to? How would they be used?
It depends what funds we go after. Where we currently run a county hospital, there will be additional fundings out there for county hospitals. So we'll be looking at funding for county hospitals. We'll be looking at funding for possible wages, equipment, not equipment, but wages or make up for anything we may have lost due to the COVID-19. We're currently tracking all those costs right now. So if we do need reimbursement or there's an opportunity for it, then we'll look at it.
Bear Lake County Commissioner Von Rasmussen with us here on SVI Radio. Commissioner, as COVID-19 continues to go throughout the region and the state of Idaho, what kind of conversations does the commission have with local public health authorities and Bear Lake Memorial Hospital? What are the preparations like?
Actually, the preparation is really good. Emergency preparedness, Specialist Alan Eborn is in daily contact with the hospital, in which time he also coordinates with this. Basically, we have a regional-type incident command set up over in Pocatello, which our 6th District Health Department is actually coordinating right now. So everything's being coordinated through them. I usually have weekly, and right now I've been having some daily contact with our chairman of the hospital board, and also with our administrator on any issues or concerns that they may need or help. And like I said, everything right now is looking good, and we hope it continues to look that way.
Commissioner, anything else you'd like to share with the community regarding this declaration of emergency or COVID-19?
I'd just like to pass on, if people don't have to travel, don't travel. Governor Little came out with a stay-at-home order back on March 25th. I just recommend if you don't have to travel, stay home. If you do, make sure when you get home, you wash your hands really good. Keep the social distancing from people, just mainly so we can avoid the spread of COVID-19 and as we move in the future. But mainly if we follow the CDC recommendations and also the recommendations from the state, we'll continue to move through the process and hope someday we get back to normal.
Absolutely. Absolutely we do. Bear Lake County Commissioner Von Rasmussen with us on The Wave.